Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome to ScoresBroadcast.com, just a few months away from our 10th calendar year here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We kick off the 2015 high school football year here tonight with Fort Loramie at Minster. The Redskins 7-4 a year ago with a fifth straight postseason appearance. Minster, of course, state champs in Division 6, going 12-3 last season, winning seven straight games to close the campaign, including three postseason playoff contests by a grand total of just 6 points, a 46-42 state championship win over Kirtland. In that game, Chuck, Minster won it with two TDs in the last minute of play, a successful onside kick in between. Eli Wolf, a juggernaut of a receiver on that Minster team 1 year ago. We saw him play several games. He caught nearly every ball within 8 or 10 feet of him.
He was amazing, and he's taking his talents down to the University of Tennessee this year, but the cupboard is absolutely not bare in skill position this year for the Minster Wildcats. They've got all kinds of kids back. You said they had 26 juniors that played on that team last year.
Well, you'll recognize a lot of names. When you start with Josh Nixon back at quarterback, oh, my goodness, that's a jump start right now, because toward the end of the year last season, he was coming to the line of scrimmage for the Minster Wildcats with four or five different plays in his hip pocket, and the coaching staff had so much confidence in him, he was reading the defense at the line of scrimmage and barking out to his offense which play was going to be run during the cadence.
Well, and that's a luxury that you very rarely have in a high school quarterback, and that just makes you that much better when you can do that on the field.
And as you mentioned, we'll also recognize names of a number of other skill players. Outstanding receiver Bryce Schmiesing, outstanding receiver Jacob Dews, solid running back Evan Hulsman, just to name a few. So Minster's start to the 2015 year and its defense of the state crown from a year ago, one storyline tonight. The other, the return to Minster, so to speak, of Whit Parks, the new first-year head coach at Fort Loramie, who was the mentor of the Minster program late 1990s, early 2000s. His feature tailback during three of those years at Minster was his son, Ty Parks. Oh, he was a burner in the offensive backfield. He helped Matt Burbacher on the coaching staff here at Fort Loramie a year ago. Matt moved on to Troy. Witt saw quite a few Fort Loramie games last year, retired from coaching and serving in the Zanesville School District most recently. And when the coaching job at Fort Loramie opened up in the spring, he decided to go for it. Ty Parks, of course, on the staff again. Witt Parks, head coach at Fort Loramie, a likable guy. I spent time with him earlier this week. Pleasure to be around. Demanding head coach. He, like Minster head coach Garen Stokes, loves the pistol on offense. Difference is Minster will throw it 55-60% of the time. Fort Loramie would prefer to run first, balance that occasionally with the pass. My gosh, Chuck, ball control for Fort Loramie. So important in this game tonight. You got to keep it out of the hands of Josh Nixon and the Minster offense as much as possible.
Right. You need to keep track of the ball. And Loramie's starting a sophomore quarterback.
Yep.
And the offensive line is going to have to give him time. They're going to have to allow them to run the football, because I think if they have to throw it 15, 20 times a night, they're probably going to be in trouble.
And how in the world do you get ready game one for this Minster passing attack? Can you emulate it during the preseason in the month of August? No.
Uh-uh. No, you can't. You can't emulate it. Most teams couldn't emulate it in November. So that's the key. But you know, Minster, an outstanding football team, and I don't know if they're going to miss a beat. And Loramie's got a really tough opener tonight.
And Redskins sure do. Having played Minster the last 10 years in game one, Minster's won six of the previous 10, three of the last four. The Fort Loramie victories have been close, three of them extremely close. Minster's won the blowouts, so in 10 meetings, it's 6-4 in favor of Minster, which won by a score of 34-0 a year ago at Fort Loramie. We are so pleased here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to be on the air thanks to a number of underwriting anchor sponsors. They carry most of the freight here at scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. Bluffton University's MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. And thanks as well to these additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight join us. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's Electric, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On the web at TomJerry's.com. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in McCurdyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship. Both high school bands are here. We expect a lot of pageantry and color. Good night for week one. Thin overcast overhead. Wind is still, Chuck. No breeze whatsoever. Temperature, what, low to mid-70s, a little on the humid side?
Yeah, a little humidity, but I'll tell you what, for an opening night in August in Ohio, beautiful night for football.
And absolutely no chance of rain. We'll return with interviews with the two head coaches, Whit Parks of Fort Loramie, Garen Stokes of Minster. When we come back, the Redskins and the Wildcats from here at Minster on ScorersBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last week, and a guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And welcome back here to Minster High School, opening night of high school football action, game one here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the 2015 high school campaign. Playing of the national anthem coming up. Then we've got interviews with the two head coaches, followed by the starting lineups here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Minster. As we noted, Whit Parks, the new first-year head coach at Fort Loramie, had the opportunity to sit down with him earlier in the week. He came out of retirement to take the Fort Loramie job, and he's really looking forward to it.
I was in retirement and came out of retirement to take this job, and you know, I thought I was done coaching, but we really like this area. We were here once before when we were at Minster, and the opportunity, my son was here, so I was here watching all the games last year, mm-hmm. you know, and I just really liked what I saw, and I probably prematurely retired. I don't think I was quite done, and I still have a little bit in me, I think, and sure. and so, you know, I applied for the job and got the job, and I'm really, really excited to be here.
Your style of play offensively, defensively, what can Fort Loramie area fans expect to see on the field when Fort Loramie's got the football and when Fort Loramie is defending?
Well, on offense, you know, we want to establish the run game. I think that's real important in football to have a tough, good, solid running game. But we have some skill guys, too, and we've got a nice young quarterback, a sophomore, Austin Siegel, and he can throw the ball. So, you know, we're gonna do a little bit of both. You know, the more balanced you can be on offensive football, I think the more effective you can be. So we'll be pretty balanced. And on defense, we're a base 4-3 defense. We just like to think that we're an attacking style defense. You know, we'll bring our linebackers some, and we're pretty much a man coverage team. We put a lot of pressure on our defensive backs to cover man, but we've got athletes that can do that. I've been impressed. I think our defensive team speed has been one of the things that has been really positive, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the fact that here at the outset of the year, you'll probably have several young men go both ways for you, although the depth chart is filled with outstanding athletes.
Yeah, we have about 7 or 8 guys who will go both ways starting in this football game. Mm-hmm. But we have some capable guys, too, that are going to spell those guys. And I think, obviously, as the season goes on, we have some nice young players who keep getting better every week in practice. And I foresee down the road that a lot of those people will get a lot of playing time also.
Mm-hmm. Coach, special teams, mighty important in helping decide the outcomes of high school football games. And your tailback plays a role on special teams for you.
Yeah, Josh Siegel is our kicker and our extra point guy, and he's a straight-on style kicker, you know, not the soccer style. He just kicks it straight on, and he's been real effective here in the preseason. But we really consider the kicking game very important. It truly is one-third of the game, and what scares me always in the first football game is that you haven't done it live. And so you think you have the right people in the right spots, but you just better hope that you do because, you know, that can turn the game in a hurry.
You talk about the importance of that kicking game. Last year, Minster in the state championship was able to convert a late onside kick into an additional possession, which led to the state title victory for the Minster Wildcats.
Exactly. And I've seen that not just in that football game, but over the years many, many times. And you just can't emphasize it, and it just seems like you can't hardly spend enough time on it.
Right.
You know, but,
right.
but you try to as a coach because it's that important.
Speaking of Minster, outstanding club, returning some very good skill athletes from that state title championship team a year ago. You probably would wish Minster was a game 7 or 8 opponent rather than week 1 here in August.
Yeah, we didn't get any favors with the schedule. We're going to play probably the best football team or one of the best 2 football teams we're going to play all year in the first football game. So, you know, we're aware of that. You know, they're just an outstanding bunch with 19 seniors, and their quarterback is just out of sight. I mean, he's as good a quarterback as anybody in this part of the state. He's so accurate. So it'll be interesting to see how our secondary kids do against that, and hopefully we can rally up here and provide a football game.
How do you get prepared for a club like Minster, which is so potent offensively, difficult to get ready defensively in the weeks before the season start for a team like Minster?
Well, it is, and it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with what they do on offense. It's just that they're so good at what they do, and
sure. And
they've got these highly skilled receivers and running backs, and you know, so you don't get all consumed by, you know, you get ready for the plays that they run.
Right.
But what it boils down to is you just have to execute. We have to execute our game plan. We have to not be in the wrong gap and you know, maybe get a turnover here or there or something to try to turn the game. But it'll be a difficult task.
Whit Parks, first-year head coach here at Fort Loramie this season. Certainly you want to take control of the football and offense and try to minimize the number of minutes Minster's got possession.
Well, that would be the best scenario I could think of, is to for us to be able to run the football and keep the ball. But they have an outstanding defense also. I mean, we've seen them in two or three scrimmages, you know, and they do a great job of running the ball. They're good tacklers. And so that'll be a challenge for us too. We've got some new guys on our offensive line, so it'll be interesting to see how if we're able to do that or not.
Minster head coach Garen Stokes, in a short time, has been mighty successful very fast.
He has. He's done an outstanding job there. He brought a tough attitude there, and, you know, they work hard. They do it the right way, and I've been very impressed with that.
Coach Whit Parks at Fort Loramie, good luck in game one here in the 2015 season.
Thanks, Jack. Great talking to you.
And when asked about his return to Minster, Coach Parks really said, "I haven't thought too much about that. I'm just concentrating on improving Fort Loramie football one year at a time, just like head coach Matt Burbacher did." Garen Stokes, head coach of the Minster Wildcats, took his team all the way to the state championship game a year ago, and the Wildcats won it 46-42 over Kirtland. I asked Coach Stokes, what is the true meaning of that state championship victory to his players, coaches, the faculty at the high school, and the entire community?
I think it validated all the work that was taking place within the kids and in our program and our coaching staff. And I think it created a belief system where, you know, they weren't really sure all that work was worth it, or all that work was, you know, going to end up paying off, and ended up doing it, you know, not just justifying a state championship, but just ending it the way it ended, and maximizing your season. It just validated all the work, I believe.
19 juniors come back from that team a year ago to lead your club as 12th graders, as seniors this year. I can recall at least one young man you graduated, last name Wolf. Wow, what a talent he was. He would catch anything close to within arm's reach, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he was a great player. Last year's team won that state championship, and that was a completely different team than what we have this year. And we've got to form our own identity as this whole process goes. But we got 19 kids that want to do things right. I don't know if we're as talented as we were last year, or whether we're going to gel and continue to get better like we did last year. But I like the way our kids are approaching practice.
A great place to start at quarterback. Josh Nixon returns. And despite the graduation loss of Mr. Wolf, wide receiver, you have a number of fine skill players returning.
Yeah, we feel good about our skill. They've got to lead us in the right direction. Known our offensive line, defensive line stuff's got to get better, but it's nice having a three-year starter quarterback and some of those skill kids that have been experienced, and they know what it takes. They've seen it now. It's no longer a question of, you know, whether you want to show up to practice or work. It's not an option if you want to be good. So it's been good.
Yeah, very well said. Your philosophy as a head coach, has it changed much over the 3 years here now at Minster? Different than a year ago? In layman's terms, offensively, defensively, what will we see on the field from the Wildcats here in 2015?
Not a ton of change. We want to just put our personnel, put our kids in the best situations possible, and let them go play. We try to stay extremely simple and eliminate the thinking process, and just let our kids go play as hard as they can and compete like crazy. That's kind of who we are and who we want to be, and we're not smart enough to do it any other way. So that's just kind of the approach we have.
A good opening game for you in preparation for the tough Midwest Athletic Conference Route 66 rivalry match with Fort Loramie, who will start a sophomore quarterback. Not as many seniors with experience on that club as yours. Nonetheless, you can throw those numbers, those statistics out the window. This is always a very good rock'em sock'em football game.
Yeah, cool matchup to start the year. Just from their end, they're going to be well coached and tough, and they're going to play extremely hard. But we try to we're kind of like a do what we do program, and we don't care about our opponents. We don't know who we're playing.
Sure.
We try to approach it like we want to maximize our kids and maximize our team. So the first one's always going to be interesting because you don't know. But we just want to play as hard as we can possibly play and compete like crazy. And if we do that, we feel like we're going to be okay, win or lose.
You talk about playing as hard as you possibly can. can. Over the course of last season, was there a play, a series of plays, a game? What was the week, the month that you thought maybe your club had turned the corner and had a chance to go really deep into the postseason?
Well, I don't think there was one. We didn't see that coming last year. Our philosophy and emphasis is just go at each day, attack each day, and try to get as good as you can. We told our kids yesterday it might have been the Tuesday preparing for Fort Laramie last year that did it. It might have been, you know, one rep here or there that did it, and you don't know. So you just try to go as hard as you possibly can, attack each day and each rep and each practice as well as you can, and try to just leave your hat behind and see what you can do at the end.
Given what you've just said, you've thought nothing about the Midwest Athletic Conference yet, have you?
No, we don't care about the Midwest Athletic Conference. We're trying to get Minster right, so that's our number one priority.
Garen Stokes, head coach, Minster football, our guest. I know last year you said as the season went on, Josh Nixon developed so much confidence that he came to the line of scrimmage oftentimes with maybe four or five different plays to choose from in his hip pocket. Same this year here at the start of the season?
Yeah, same stuff. Just maybe a little bit more to it. And you got a three-year starter there. That's a really smart kid. It allows you to do some things. But we try to be as simple as possible while still being okay. So he's going to make some decisions for us, and we're okay with that. Whether they're good decisions or not, that's on us as teaching, as teachers. So we just kind of let him go play.
Well, very good timing. Words from head coach Garen Stokes leading right up to the kickoff of this game tonight between Fort Laramie and Minster. The Redskins kick it off to start. Minster receiving the opening boot at the west end of the stadium here at Minster High School. Sun setting to the west behind some clouds. Hardly any breeze whatsoever. Overcast skies, no chance of rain. Perfect night for the high school football opener here on scoresbroadcast.com. We reach our 10th calendar year in January. Redskins kicking off from right to left on your computer screen or your phone as you use your imagination. And the boot sails down to the 10-yard line, returned by Minster up over the 25 to near the 30, perhaps a loose ball for an instant. Minster's got it, though. First and 10, just shy of the 30-yard stripe, and this game is underway. Josh Nixon, the quarterback for Minster, 6 feet tall, a senior. The wideouts, you'll hear their names a lot. Jacob Dews is 6'3", Bryce Schmazing, 5'9", Jack Peppelman is 6'1", the tailback Evan Yelsman, 6 feet, 180. H-back Jason Schultz, 6'3", 190. Offensive line, Pierce McGowan, Isaac Dorston, Josh Otting, Jesse Burkhead, and Derek Greasup. From the pistol formation, Nixon at quarterback, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he gives it on the play to the first man through. Bouncing ahead for a couple yards is Hulsman. He's pushed to the turf at the 31. Give him a yard and a half, second down. And about eight to go for a first down for Minster.
Well, I'll tell you, on that kickoff return, Jack, if it hadn't been for Josh Siegel, that was going to be a touchdown. He got him by the ankle, and there was nobody between him and the goal line if he hadn't pulled him down.
You're right. There was a slither of an opening, and Fort Laramie managed to shut it down in the nick of time. Here's a toss sweep to the right. Hulsman trying to get around the corner, tracking to the 30, spilled in a pile up at the 33 or 34-yard line. And Minster's got a passing down coming up. Third and 5 or 6 yards to go for a first down for the Wildcats. Initial big possession play of the evening. Line of scrimmage shy of the Minster 34. Wildcats need to reach the 39.5 for a first down. So it's third and every bit of 6. Two receivers flash to the left for Nixon. In the pistol look, fakes to Hulsman, rolls left on the dead run. Nixon whips a bullet outside the far hash mark. The receiver goes to a knee and spears it at the 43.
I think they're calling it incomplete.
Nope, it's on the ground. As apparently a Fort Laramie defender got a hand in there, clawed the ball away. It looked like Frank Meyer was Johnny on the spot for Fort Laramie with the first big defensive play
for the Redskins here tonight. Well, the official on that side was blocked off. He called it good, but that was good job of officiating early in the season because the other one came in, said no, bid hit the ground. I think that was the correct call. So good coverage on the kickoff return by Minster from Fort Loramie's special teams unit. And then a fine defensive stand on the third down pass play by Minster seconds ago. And Minster's got to punt the football. It's caught by Fort Loramie at the 28, returned up over the 30, 35. And the return man spilled, Drew Werman, upended at the 38, first and 10 Redskins, who will start right smack dab in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Very good defensive series to open the game for Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks.
Well, I'll tell you, they tried to run the ball twice right at Dylan Eilerman, and that didn't work.
No. Eilerman had a fine nose for the football on defense last year for Fort Loramie, and he picks right up this season where he left off. We'll check out the Redskins offensively for you. As we noted, sophomore quarterback Austin Siegel, 6'1", 175-pounder. He's in the pistol. Running back alongside. Handoff made. Bear hug tackle at the 39. Gain of maybe one, no more. Josh Siegel was wrapped up and tossed down. Pretty good hit on the play by Evan Hulsman, who doubles in both offense and defense for Minster. Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie at the 39 of the Redskins. No score. We played 2 minutes opening quarter. First night of high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback, Austin Siegel. One receiver flanked 15 yards left. Here's a fake in the offensive backfield. Austin rolling left, still rolling. A flag in the offensive backfield. He fires one down inside the 40 of Minster, caught out of bounds by the Redskins' West putoff. Let's see what the marker's all about. Incomplete forward pass for Fort Loramie on second down and 9.
Well, he was running for his life, and an offensive lineman grabbed a defender by the jersey to keep him from getting killed, but they're going to make that call. It's going to be a 10-yarder.
And it's from the spot of the foul, about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage at the 34. So we retreat 10 yards from there. And at the 24 for Fort Loramie, it's second down and quite a bit. Looks like about 20 to go for a first down. Redskins with 1, 2, 3 new players coming onto the field for second down. And officially 19 to go. Fort Loramie can get a first down out at the 48. Quarterback Austin Siegel, long count, takes the snap. Goes back 2 steps, lost one down the middle of the field. It is beyond the Fort Loramie receiver, a diving interception by Minster at the Wildcats 49. Oh, what a heck of a play by the Minster Wildcats, Jared Toby, the defensive back. He's got 1-1-11 on his back. And Chuck, he went airborne to make the pick. Siegel overthrew by just a tad. And Minster, which won the state championship last year, thanks to tremendous offense in the postseason, played very good defensive football as the season went on last year. Remember a 14-13 playoff triumph against Defiance Tenora, a big upset. And on first down, Nixon wants to air it out from midfield. It's a jump ball down inside the 20-yard line. A flag is thrown. It's tipped. On the deflection, Minster gathers it and scores a touchdown.
There's a penalty on the play, but it's going to be defensive pass interference. That was one heck of a catch.
And I think it was Jack Peppelman, Chuck, who hauled it in, 21. A 6'1", 165-pounder, a senior, as he scared the rebound. The pass was in the area of 3 people around the 10. 2 Fort Loramie defensive backs. Redskins had it well covered, just too much contact with Peppelman, and they batted the ball toward the goal line.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that is absolute great concentration that time by Peppelman.
Indeed.
And it was good. I wasn't sure I bought the interference call. That was pretty good pass defense that time. That was just a great play.
And you'll often see after a turnover like that, Chuck, an offensive team come to the line of scrimmage and try to surprise you real quick with the long home run ball.
Well, and you got that ball was 40 yards in the air and perfectly thrown, and that penalty is going to be assessed on the kickoff also.
Mm-hmm. Here's the extra point try by Jason Schultz of Minster. Keep in mind, he got the deciding PAT last year in a huge postseason triumph against Defiance Tenora, 14-13. Minster won it. His kick is successful here. And the Minster Wildcats, with just 3 minutes gone in the first quarter, lead Fort Laramie 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Laramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster with a touchdown, a deflected pass, 50-yarder to the end zone, extra point good. There was a pass interference call against Fort Laramie on the touchdown heave. As a result, Minster kicks off from midfield, and Schultz goes airborne with the boot through the end zone. And Fort Laramie starts first and 10 from the 20.
I like the fact that they went ahead and kicked it long, because you could have got cute there, but it's so early in the season, you don't want to do something to let the momentum go the other way.
Yeah, good point. Redskins, Chuck, we remarked, good defensive set of plays to start the game, a three and out for Minster, but then Minster gets it back via the interception, home run ball, first throw, and the pass play could give Fort Laramie challenges all night long. Redskins to the line of scrimmage from the 20. Running play. It goes on this effort to Josh Siegel. He barrels outside right tackle. He chugs for a couple to the 22. He's stacked up right there. Second down, 8 yards to go for Fort Laramie.
Well, if they're going to let Nixon stand back there and have that kind of time to throw the ball 40 yards in the air, it's going to be a long night.
Exactly. And Josh Nixon, when pressured last year, was a little different quarterback, but Minster's offensive line got so much better as the season progressed. Nixon did have plenty of time during most pass plays 1 year ago, and he had all kinds of time on that 50-yarder that resulted in the touchdown. On second down and 8, Fort Laramie right up the gut for a couple more. Third and 6 from the 24-yard line. 8:19 to go in the first. Minster 7, Fort Laramie nothing. Redskins have Drew Worman at a split end, Wes Putoff at a slot, Daniel Burning in the offensive backfield, along with Josh Siegel. They are the two running backs. Austin Siegel at quarterback along the line of scrimmage. Jacob Kitzmiller, Frank Meyer, Mike Hoing, Sam Putoff, and Dylan Eilerman. Logan Brackman is a flanker. He's out to the near side. Rolling this way, Austin Siegel stops, throws to the near hash. Yes, it's caught at the 37-yard line. Zone coverage by Minster, and Fort Laramie's Drew Worman snagged it right in front of the defensive back of Minster, turned and shot upfield for a few extra yards, first and 10, 40-yard line.
Well, they rolled him out of the pocket a little bit to give him some more time, and Worman did a great job of finding the hole in that zone defense.
Sure did.
And the Redskins have their first down of the evening.
He's got a solid arm, too. Even the interception he threw was about a half a yard over the receiver's head.
Oh, he's got some steam behind that aerial toss of his, does quarterback Austin Siegel. Here's a handoff on the play to Josh Siegel, motoring outside right tackle. He breaks away from one Minster man, another, sheds another tackler, spurts to the 50, into Minster's end at the 47, as he ramrods for a dozen or 13 and a first down. Well, we just got finished commenting about Austin Siegel's throwing. Josh Siegel, a tough customer running the ball, Chuck, difficult to bring down on that play. He would not be denied.
He's a big, solid kid.
Shedding tackler after tackler. Josh, a little over 6 feet tall, 210-pounder. Lines up in the offensive backfield, gets the nod again. This time he stalemated just across the line of scrimmage and stood up at the 46. He gained a yard and a half, and that's it. 6:31 to go, first quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins is second and a little more than eight to go. Ball smack dab between the hash marks just outside the Minster 46. Let's see if the Redskins go up top here on second and long.
This would be a huge answer for the Redskins for their confidence if they can go back down there tie this thing up.
Mighty big for certain. Drew Worman in motion across the formation. Rolling right, Austin Siegel loops it down the right side of the field in the hands of a Fort Loramie receiver and out. He gets it on the rebound, chugs inside the 40, knocked down at the 38. Close to a first down. It was Daniel Burning out of the backfield. Nice play by Fort Loramie, which backed up Minster secondary, running the wideouts deep. Burning came underneath. Gain of 7, 3rd and 1 at the Minster 38-yard line. So far in this game, Chuck, Fort Loramie throwing the football a little more than I might have imagined. Austin Siegel calling the cadence. Handoff on the play between right tackle and guard. Running effort for the Redskins. And the ball carrier squirts inside the 35 to the 34. Nice run by Playman for Fort Loramie. He's got a first down with a few yards to spare at the Minster 34-yard line. Fort Loramie with a series of first downs on this thrust down the field. Line of scrimmage inside the 35 of Minster, under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. And before the snap from center, a legal procedure call against the Redskins.
The wide out on this side got just about a half a step too soon.
Brad Playman for Fort Loramie, 6-footer, a senior, 160-pounder. Good defiant run to gain the first down in the previous play. Now the Redskins retreat to the 39 after the 5-yard walk-off. First and 15. Two receivers to the short side of the field, crowded over there. Two backs alongside Siegel. It is Austin to Josh. He dished it to him. He kept it. Danced his way to the 35. Tripped up right there. He got 4. Second and 10 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 35. Pretty good job by Fort Loramie, Chuck, on this drive. Consuming minutes, yards, keeping the ball out of the hands of Josh Nixon.
Well, and watching Siegel run the football, I like the way he doesn't just plow into the hole. He's kind of taking his time, seeing where it is, and getting something out of it, even if it's not a big hole.
It sure is. Vision, awareness, very key to Fort Loramie's run game so far. Second and 10, Minster 35. Rolling left, 10 yards behind the line is Austin Siegel. He rears back that right arm, rifles one near side. It is snatched inside the 30. Completion down to the 27. Fine play by the Redskins. Daniel Burning again from his slot on the left, drifted into the flat and picked it off on the play. Austin Siegel displaying a strong right-handed throwing arm so far.
Play good for eight. Sets up third and two for the Redskins, who are no doubt in four down territory. Two receivers wide to the right. Snap back to Austin Siegel. Here comes a run blitz. Hand off Brad Plyman. He picks the opening. He's got the first down. He carves his way inside the 22. Lunges to the 20. First and 10 Redskins. Well, Brad Plyman, Chuck, made sure he ran the ball where the blitz was not coming from.
That's exactly what he did. They ran the linebacker in, and he ran right through that hole. He didn't even need to block anybody.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie nothing. But the Redskins are driving. What, four first downs in succession, Chuck?
Yes.
Fort Loramie with a tight formation here. Pistol look. One back alongside Austin Siegel, an offensive lineman for the Redskins, advances prematurely. It's a 5-yard penalty against the white-shirted visiting team.
Well, you need to—they got by with that the last time, but you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble if you continue to need to go 15 yards to get the first down.
Yep. Minster in the road, black from top to bottom, white numerals, orange piping. Fort Loramie, black headgear, white shirts and pants, red numbers. First and 15, just inside the 35 of Minster. Here's a handoff, a sweep around right in. And the ball carrier for Fort Loramie is upended at about the 20-yard line. Was that Wes Putoff of the slot?
That was Wes Putoff, and they went into the Wildcat. He took the direct snap that time.
He sure did. I like that look. Snap back to Wes Putoff, who's a fine athlete. Gave Fort Loramie a number of excellent defensive minutes last year. Redskins got back the yards they lost on the penalty. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, second and 10, Fort Loramie at the Minster 20. Wildcats lead 7-0. Ball at the far hash. One back alongside quarterback Austin Siegel. Man in motion to the left. Austin rolling this way. Steps up into the pocket. Shoots one down inside the 10-yard line. Out of bounds. Incomplete. Lumbering downfield to the near side, Logan Brackman and Daniel Burning for Fort Loramie. May very well have been, Chuck, that Austin Siegel found so little room, no window down the near side to throw that ball into. He just delivered it beyond the boundary. Third and 10 Redskins, 20-yard line of Minster. Clock stopped on the incompletion. A minute 46 to go, first quarter. One back alongside Austin Siegel. Here comes the blitz. Redskins pick it up. Austin behind the line. In a little bit of trouble. He holds onto the ball too long, and he's belted back at the 28. On third and 10, the Redskins lose 6. And they didn't pick up the number on the back of the Minster tackler, Chuck. It might have been Derek Grisham. I tell you what, that was a good defensive line surge by Minster. Siegel would like to have thrown the ball a second and a half sooner.
It was a timing route, and the route wasn't there. And when he had to pull, when he had to re-pull the ball down, he was in trouble.
Exactly. Fourth and 16 for the Redskins. Deep drop by Siegel. Little screen pass right flat, I should say. It's caught by Plyman at the 33. Scoots to the far hash, 25. Stays on his feet. He tracks to the 21. He got back 6 or 7, but he's still at least 10 shy of the first down marker. And Minster holds. Wildcats take over the football on their own 21-yard line, 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Minster leading by a count of 7-0 as the Redskins drive after four successive first downs is halted. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Don't know how many times, Chuck, a year ago, we said, well, Minster's got time for a play or two, when indeed they had time for about 5 or 6 pass plays in the waning seconds of a period. Here's a throw up the left side, short route, catch made, 6 yards downfield, and then a 5 or 6 yard run after the catch by Schmiesing, and it's a first down for Minster at the 32. That play took all of 7 seconds and stopped the clock. First and 10 Wildcats at the Minster 32-yard line. Nixon's got Evan Yulsman behind him, two receivers near side. And Nixon rises up, and he fires a laser to Schmiesing, who catches several steps beyond the line of scrimmage, turns and races up over the 40, knocked out of bounds at the 45. He's got another first down, a quick 12 or 13 more.
It's such a quick timing passing game that they run. And it is really hard to defend because he doesn't have the ball long enough for you to put pressure on him.
No. Minster running the one-minute drill, Chuck, in the final 60 seconds of the first quarter. Here is the quarterback, Nixon. Looking route. It's a slant. Wide of the mark. No good at the 42. Fort Loamy tightly covering and maybe a little too close. Flag thrown.
I think the only reason that was pass interference is because the officials on the Minster side, he threw the flag. But if it had been on the other side, I don't think they would have called it. The pass was obviously uncatchable behind him.
And it looked, too, like the official might have been peering at that play through the back of a player. Didn't have a great angle. Nonetheless, it stepped off against Fort Loramie, and Minster's got a first down at the 40 of Fort Loramie. 13 ticks on the clock, first quarter. Redskins showing blitz. They come at Nixon, who throws it in a hurry. It's batted, incomplete at the 35.
Well, if you're the official on this side of the field, you tend to give the advantage to the team you're on because you take a lot of abuse from the coaching staff.
Wes put off on the coverage that time before Loramie, who did put some pressure on Nixon, who might have let that one go a second or two sooner than he would have liked. 10 seconds remaining first quarter, 7-0. Minster, ball at the Fort Loramie 40. Here comes pressure again. Play fake. Ball lofted near side of the field. Thrown by Nixon for Schmiesing. A leaping attempt at the 16. He's double covered, and the ball bounces awry. Schmiesing stands 5'9", Chuck. Outstanding receiver, great wheels, good hands, but that ball right there is one that Eli Wolf would have snared a year ago.
Yeah. There's a little difference between 6'4". And Wolf could have caught my passes back in the day, and that's saying something.
Right. Third and 10 for Minster from the 40 of Fort Loramie, 4 seconds to go first quarter. Inside handoff, Yulsman. He's got a block or two. Sheds a tackler, stays on his feet, and pounds down inside the 35 to the 33, 32-yard line. He got 8 as the first quarter closes. When we return, 4th and 2 for Minster. 1 quarter in the books. Wildcats 7, Redskins nothing after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster High School. So far, the Redskins of Fort Loramie have given a pretty good account of themselves. A 50-yard tip ball resulting in the Wildcats' touchdown. 4th and 2 for Minster here. Line of scrimmage, the 32 of Fort Loramie. We commence play in the second quarter. The quarterback, Josh Nixon, takes the snap in the pistol. He keeps. He rambles outside right tackle, diving for 3 and a first down at the Redskins 29.
I was saying before the game, I'd love the turf on these new fields, and they're fabulous late in the season. There is nothing like a grass field. This field is in beautiful shape for the opening night.
Agreed, Chuck. I walked across it an hour before the start of the game. It was so comfortable, I wanted to lie down and take a nap. Here's Nixon back to throw. Look out. Long bomb down near the pylon at the goal line. Is it caught in the end zone inbounds? Yes, it is. A touchdown. Shades of Nixon to Eli Wolf a year ago, only this time on the receiving end. A different receiver, of course, and I think it was Jacob Dews. I may be mistaken, but I believe it was Jacob Dews who hauled it in, Chuck. That ball by Nixon was a skyscraper. It went straight up and straight down into the lap of Dews, about 3 yards deep in the end zone. Perfect toss by Nixon. No way to defend that one. Schultz on for the PAT. 13-0 Minster. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Here's the kick by Schultz. He angles it to the right a little bit, and it's outside the upright. No good. He missed it. Less than a minute into the second. Minster 13, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
It is 13-0 Minster ahead of Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com. 11:34 left, second quarter. Two lengthy touchdown throws by Minster. We knew the Wildcats would throw the ball all around. It was a big weapon a year ago and is a primary part of the offensive arsenal for the Wildcats again this season. We identified two deep returners for Fort Loramie on this kickoff. Wes Putoff was back along with Brad Plyman. And it was put off on the return of Schultz kick from his own 10. And he scampered to the 30, tackled right there. Redskins can't afford to get any further behind. Obviously, Minster's so explosive on offense. And Fort Loramie, with a younger team, not blessed with the offensive weapons this early in the season. I'm sure under head coach Whit Parks, they will develop over the course of the campaign. Here's that Wildcat look, which Fort Loramie ran on offense several plays ago. It is Josh Siegel getting the snap, and he tries to nuzzle back up to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. 13-0 Minster. Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. One, two receivers near side. Lone back is Josh Siegel next to Austin. Josh gets the call. Nothing in the middle. Tries to bounce it wide. Flag thrown at the point of attack. Loose football, 31-yard line. Minster on the recovery of the fumble. And I think the penalty is against Fort Loramie. Oh, big turn of events. Early on here in the second quarter, a touchdown strike by Minster, and now a recovered fumble by the Wildcats, who may be in business once again. It's ruled an offensive face mask call against Fort Loramie, declined by Minster, which takes possession. We have two big takeaways for the Wildcats so far in this game. An interception at midfield
in the first quarter. Following that play, a quick strike TD pass by Josh Nixon of 50 yards. And let's see if Minster goes to the end zone right away here after the takeaway. From the 30 of Fort Loramie, Wildcats send a couple of receivers to the right, one to the left in the person of Jacob Deuce. Snap back to Nixon, retreats three steps. Stutter step by his quick feet in the offensive backfield. Here comes Fort Loramie's pursuit. Tackle made way back at the 41. It's a sack. Minus 11 on the play. Outstanding effort by Dylan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. That's a name we will be saying all season long.
But I'll tell you what, that's a coverage sack because he had plenty of time. He had no place to throw the football.
Righto, Chuck. Defensive backs from the Redskins were on the Minster receivers like glue on that play, giving Dylan Eilerman the opportunity to sandwich quarterback Josh Nixon to the turf. Second down and 21 to go. Here comes blitz pressure by Fort Loramie. Here's a quick look-in pass, but Nixon smacked down at the line of scrimmage. And Fort Loramie's on to that play, and the Redskins are showing a little more pressure up front now defensively.
They did a great job. He wasn't going to get to the quarterback, but he saw that, and he put his hands up and then got himself into the passing lane.
9:53 to go, second quarter, 13-0 Minster. Well, Redskins need a hold right here. Third down and 21 for Minster from the Fort Loramie 41. A stop by Fort Loramie after the fumble by the Redskins on their own 30 is mighty important at this time. Nixon clutches the snap, rolls right, steps up into his throwing lane, heaves it right side, a turn and a catch by Minster down inside the 26 at the 25-yard line, out of bounds. Receiving for the Minster Wildcats, I think downfield on the far side, was wideout Bryce Schmiesing. He got a lot of those yards back, Chuck. Sets up a manageable fourth and six for Minster at the Fort Loramie 25-yard line. Actually call it a fourth and five. Long cadence by the quarterback, Nixon. Rolls right. Oh, he forward pitches it on the play to the ball carrier, who surges to the 22, 21, 20, might have gotten it. Very well disguised. Peter Ranley on the field. Fort Loramie didn't man up on him. He was somewhat forgotten. Good play call by head coach Garrett Stokes of Minster. And that forward shovel by the quarterback Nixon to Ranley. Good enough for 5.5 and a first down.
That's the frustrating thing about playing Minster. You can have them in a third and 20, and they're still have the ability to come back and get the first down on you.
Yep, it's exactly what happened right there. Third and 21. Here's a fade pattern by Nixon.
Wow.
Throwing 5 or 6 yards deep in the end zone, and it's a miraculous one-handed catch in the field of play, 7 yards deep in the end zone. My goodness. Wow, is Eli Wolf still here, Chuck?
That looked like a Wolf catch, but I'll tell you what, that was a great throw and an amazing catch.
And was that number two, Jacob Deuce? Yes, it sure was. Jacob Deuce, he's 6 feet, 3 inches tall, and he needed every inch to make that spectacular grab just in the field of play, 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone, and he caught it with one hand. It looked like his left.
Yeah, it was a great throw, a great catch, and quite honestly, great defense.
It was.
It took a perfect play.
Minster in mid-season form in game one, defending its state title in D6 from a year ago. The extra point try by Schultz, perfect for the Wildcats, who lead it 20-0, 3 minutes gone in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGInc.com.
Up so many thanks to our Fort Laramie Game sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Laramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Kickoff by Jason Schultz of Minster soars on through the end zone, and the Redskins start 1st and 10 from their own 20.
Well, Marion Local leads Macomb 12-7 in the first quarter. Lehman trails Fort Recovery 13-0 in the first quarter.
And the last I heard, late in the first, in a 7 o'clock kickoff, Sydney and St. Mary's 14-14.
Wow.
This Minster team, very complete. Outstanding kicking game, solid defense, and a super offense. Tremendous passing game. Fort Laramie on 1st and 10. Austin Siegel feeds Josh Siegel, who treks to the 24. 2nd down and 6 for the Redskins. 8:59 to go in the second quarter. Minster 20. Fort Laramie nothing. 3 touchdown aerials for Josh Nixon here tonight of Minster.
He's not missing a beat, is he?
No.
He looks just as good as he did last year.
Every bit. Head coach Garen Stokes of Minster tried to tell me during the interview, during the week, Chuck, that this would be an entirely different-looking Minster team, which would need several games, or at least a few games, to establish its identity and newfound success on offense. Wow, hot start here tonight.
Well, and that's what you got to try to sell your kids, because they can't go into this thinking we are defending state champs and we're going to do it again. That is not how it works.
And very well put. Running play good for 4 more for Fort Laramie. 3rd and 2 from the Redskins 28. Here comes run blitz by Minster. And the handoff goes on the play from Austin Siegel to Josh. He tries to weave outside left tackle. He's snowed under at the line of scrimmage. A host of black shirts in there on him.
Boy, that was a great defensive call that time, because they ran right into the blitzing linebackers.
And Fort Laramie has no choice but to punt the football away in its own end of the field. 3rd and 2.5 inside the Redskins 28.
Smeezing is back, and I'll tell you what, that kid is a threat to score anytime he touches the football.
He's got quick feet. He's the deep man at the Minster 40. Cody Gasson on for Fort Laramie to punt it. Takes the long snap at his 15. It's a high short kick, angling near sideline. It might not have made the midfield stripe. Bounding at the 45, skipping out of bounds at the Redskins 49. 1st and 10, Minster right there with 7:09 left to go first half.
Well, Smeezy's not going to score on that punt.
Well, a good piece of directional kicking, yet you might want to send it downfield another 10 or 15 yards or so.
Yeah, well, that went off the side of his foot.
Yeah.
Little nerves, first game, playing the defending state champs, understandable.
But you're so right. You can bet the scouting report for Fort Laramie said, don't let Bryce Schmeezing get his hands on the football returning punts.
Don't kick him a line drive, I promise that.
Right.
Josh Nixon, quarterback for Minster, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage at his 46. Evan Hulsman gets the nod at tailback. He tries to get outside right tackle. He's collared and thrown down at the 46-yard line. Wildcats might have thought that the ball carrier was collared around the top of the jersey, but the official shook his head and said no. Gain of 4, second down and 6, Minster from the Fort Loramie 45. 6:42 left in the second quarter, 20-0 in favor of Minster. Josh Nixon at quarterback. Two receivers far right, one near side, flanked several steps. That's Schmiesing. Here's a fake on the inside handoff. Ball lofted for Schmiesing down the near sideline. He beat the quarterback. Safety arrives late. Completed pass at the 20. Schmiesing is bumped out at the 15. Boy, I tell you what, the mental telepathy that goes on between quarterback Josh Nixon and his receivers of Minster is unbelievable.
Nixon did a ball fake down the center, which held the safety just long enough to make that a wonderful play. This is like watching midseason football right here.
Yeah, it's a fine observation by you, Chuck. That's exactly what he did. He froze the safety. On first and 10, a quick out in the flat, caught at the 7. Fine run after catch, down to the 2, the 1. And did the receiver get into the end zone? He's piled up at the goal line. He's over for a touchdown.
Well, he's only thrown 4 touchdown passes tonight in the first half, so I think they're going to need to get their identity going a little better.
Wow.
What a start to the season.
Josh Nixon to Bryce Schmiesing again. It didn't look like there was any way imaginable he could squeeze the ball into the end zone, but he's so fast. He had a good spurt of energy going forward after catching that ball at about the 6 or 7. Fort Loramie could not keep him out of pay dirt. He forged his way in, got the football up over the goal line. He got it into the plane, and the extra point try by Schultz is a beauty. He's got 3 out of 4 tonight, and with 6:15 left in the second quarter, it's Minster 27, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Digman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Digman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Minster Wildcats preparing to kick off from the Minster 40-yard line. I'd like to tell you all about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Customer pricing and financing follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Jason Schultz is a weapon. He has kicked 3 footballs now, and every one of them has been unreturnable. He's kicked them into the end zone.
Wow.
Not something you see a lot in high school.
This is a complete team, that's for sure. Special teams, as we have seen so far in the kick game, and offense and defense. Defensively, Minster has forced 2 Fort Loramie turnovers so far.
Redskins on first and 10 from their own 20. Run outside right tackle. It's Josh Siegel wedging ahead for four. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Now, Minster's put three touchdowns on the board, Chuck, in less than 6 minutes in the second period.
Yeah, well, he's, like I said, he's got four touchdown passes. He is mid-season form. And what an array of receivers he has to throw to.
Minster missing the highly talented big Eli Wolf from a year ago, but a host of other skilled players back. They're among the 19 seniors on this Minster team, and it is a highly skilled club. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage on second down and six. A timeout called by the Redskins gives us an opportunity to tell our listeners all about Brookins. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who haven't, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right next to the pics of current Redskins teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some boasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back and relax and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years now, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for your family gathering, birthday, anniversary, wedding rehearsal, and more. The banquet room at Brookins can seat up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also available. Brookins, over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's just no place like Brookins. It's in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com.
I drove up for Piqua at least six times this summer to eat their chicken and to see Carl.
Carl behind the counter and on the grill. And he'll work that grill for you mighty late into the evening, too. Well, the Redskins start the third quarter with a batted down forward pass by the Minster D. Third down and six for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 24. 5:20 left to go in the second period. Minster on top, 27-0. Here's the quarterback rolling wide left. It's Austin Siegel way back behind the line of scrimmage. The ball is pried loose. There's a marker down. I think it was ruled a forward pass. His arm was cocked and moving forward. Maybe a roughness call against Minster?
I'm thinking maybe intentional grounding.
Ooh, that was my second thought. Now Fort Loramie's been slapped with a couple of pass interference calls tonight in this game. And here's a tough-to-take intentional grounding. So the Redskins now are faced with fourth down and a whole bunch, 26 yards to go from their own five.
Well, yeah, that happened on the 12, so it was half the distance to the goal in the first place and a loss of down.
And this means Minster's going to get the football, Chuck, down inside your own 35 or so to be sure. Bryce Schmiesing is at the Fort Loramie 36 to receive the punt. Cody Gasson takes the snap 7 yards deep in the end zone. Directional kick away from Schmiesing. It's very short. No chance for a return. But the ball lights on the turf at the 25. Nestles to a stop at the 28-yard line. And that's where Minster takes over. Hey, Chuck, the Wildcats are good enough from their own 28, let alone giving them the ball in your end.
I agree. And it's early in the season. But I'll tell you, I'm seeing good things from Fort Loramie. I truly am. They are rebuilding, obviously, from their skill position, their linemen. It's just they've run into one heck of a good football team. That's just all there is to it.
No doubt about it.
But I see Loramie being a real force in their league this year.
Yes, in the Northwest Central Conference, Fort Loramie will be as good as anybody. Perhaps one of the top two teams to beat. Riverside should be mighty strong. Of course, Fort Loramie next year advances into the Cross County Conference. Nixon at quarterback, line of scrimmage inside the 30. Oh, he goes airborne. Oh, what a rifle shot. On the dead run, the receiver. He's got it at the 3-yard line. Six more. Touchdown, Minster. Josh Nixon with a strike. There was no coverage on that one.
No, none at all. One defender fell down, and the safety was probably 10 yards off the play. That was an easy pitch and catch for a touchdown.
And Bryce Schmiesing, the wideout, took off like he was shot out of a cannon. No Fort Loramie defender within 4 or 5 steps of him. He hauled it in stride down inside the 5 and zoomed into the end zone. The Schultz extra point is tacked on. And with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, Minster now leads it 34-0 over Fort Loramie on scorersbroadcast.com.
Who says soup can't be exciting? Explore new taste sensations each week with a tantalizing variety of featured soups at Frisch's. Take your taste buds on an adventure with spicy chicken tortilla, or enjoy life on the slow lane with our slow-cooked vegetable. Whatever flavors you're into, we make them from scratch in the Frisch's kitchen with wholesome ingredients like fresh cream, homemade stock, and hearty vegetables. Stop in today. Your spoon is waiting. Frisch's Big Boy.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Minster Wildcats preparing to kick off once again.
Now, does this become a running clock, or does it have to be the second half?
You're right, Chuck. I believe it's got to be the second half of the game.
I don't remember.
And I don't
We'll see in a second.
Yeah, sure will. Because the mercy rule goes into effect with a 30-point spread.
Correct.
It's 34-0 right now in favor of Minster. But I don't think it comes into play until the third quarter. Here's the kickoff by Schultz, and this one is twisting and turning and out of bounds down inside the 10-yard line, which means Fort Loramie gets possession out at its own, 35?
I think in high school it's the 35.
That's what I thought. 4:59 to go here in the second quarter. And the Fort Loramie Redskins will have it first down and 10 yards to go. We have seen Fort Loramie in segments move the ball pretty well in this game. The Redskins, though, have turned it over twice. And on defense, Fort Loramie simply has not been able to slow down Minster's big play offense. At quarterback, it's Austin Siegel. He's got Josh alongside. And he feeds Josh, who ramrods for 5, bolting to the 40 from the 35-yard line. Second down, 5 for Fort Loramie. Don't want you to miss out on the big outdoor tent sale ending Labor Day at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. In-store items marked down, too, at Goffney Furniture. Big outdoor tent sale at Goffney. Through Labor Day. Second down, 5. Snap back to Austin Siegel. Again, it's Josh who burrows for 1 or 2. 3rd and 3 coming up. Just over 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Say, for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture always. Priced just right at Goffney. Great savings during the Labor Day sale. Now through Labor Day. That's through a week from Monday at Goffney Furniture. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee on furniture at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Big Labor Day sale going on now at Goffney Furniture. 3rd down, slot back. Comes into the offensive backfield for Fort Loramie. takes the handoff and look at him go. Fine run by Jake Ward. Outside left end over the 50. Boy, that play fooled Minster. Sizable gain of about 18 yards to the Minster 42 or 43.
Yeah, they ran the jet sweep, and you're right. There was nobody out there. That was well designed.
Uncovered by Minster. Play went out of bounds. 3:27 left in the second quarter of play. 34-0 Minster. Fort Loramie's got first and 10 at the Minster 43. Two receivers near side for Austin Siegel. Man in motion across the formation. Austin, a good 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, scrambling out of trouble, under duress, runs it right back up the middle, pulled down after jaunting for three. From the 40, second down 7 for Fort Loramie. And 3 minutes to go here in the first half of this game. Boy, it would be a sizable morale booster if the Redskins could generate points before the end of the first half. 2:50 left in the second quarter, clock ticking. Two receivers near side for quarterback Austin Siegel. He retreats, 6 yards behind the line, steps up into the pocket. There's a little interference in front of him, but Minster breaks it down and tackles him at the 45, a loss of two. Actually, it was a 7 or 8 yards to go situation. The loss of four on the play, so it's 3rd and 12. Previous play had gained a couple. So now it's 3rd and 12 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 45 with 2:10 left to go here in the second quarter of play. And a timeout is called on the field, gives us the opportunity to let you know it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 2:05 left to go here in the second quarter. Timeout called on the field. 3rd and 12 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 45. Wildcats lead it 34-0. Don't forget now, you can put all your confidence in the world in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family owned, building a quality name on relationships, a customer at a time. Here's Austin Siegel back to throw. He's going to keep. He'll run it around left end. He spilled at the 43 after gaining a couple. There's a late marker. And I think it's going to go against Minster, Chuck. It would give Fort Loramie, I believe, a first down. The men in stripes talk it over. Fort Loramie's due for a break on a penalty call. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. The officials deliberate in sorting this one out. It is a face mask call against Minster. Personal foul. Redskins will have a possession coming from the 38. Inadvertent face mask call of only 5 yards. So the Redskins still need 5 on fourth down to get a first down. From the Minster 38 with 1:58 to go in the second quarter.
That's some amazing eyes by the back judge that time. He saw that face mask inadvertent from 40 yards away.
Better eyesight than mine, that's for sure. Mine's fading fast. Here's Austin Siegel. 3-step drop. Looks. Throws a bullet wide of the receiver, who is 8 yards downfield at the 31 or 32. in the vicinity was burning, got a fingertip on it, couldn't hang on, and Minster takes over. Well, that was a nice drive, but they just couldn't do anything with it.
No, just couldn't. And got the break on the penalty call. Fortunately for Minster, it was not a 15-yard
personal foul with the first down, exactly.
Right, and Redskins still had to convert 5 yards on fourth down to get the first down, and Austin's throw was a shade wide to the left. Minster's got possession as if the Wildcats need another possession at the black and orange 38. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Nixon rolls left. Oh, he steps up into the pocket nicely. Another bullet to Schmeezing on the dead run. Got it at the 42. Scoots out of bounds at the 40. Tell you what, Chuck, when you put no pressure on Josh Nixon, he's able to get out of the pocket. And he is excellent at stepping forward into his throws. He likes to heave it on the run.
And what's impressive is he's going left. He's right-handed. He's going left and throwing the ball on a rope.
He sure is. He's thrown a number right on a plane, a line, to his receiver here tonight. Oh, there's another one to Schmeezing. It's a slant at the 27. Schmeezing, a nifty catch. He reached up, speared it behind him. Stays on his feet inside the 20. Wow, that play goes for a quick 23 or 24. First and 10 Wildcats just inside the 20 of Fort Loramie with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter.
He's hit 8 straight passes. Unbelievable roll the kid's on right now.
Nixon with a receiver screen, middle of the field. One marker, two markers. The play goes for a touchdown easily, but it's going to be wiped out.
And it's going to be offense. They ran a pick. It's going to be an offensive pass interference.
Up, the two penalty markers are virtually on top of each other at the line of scrimmage. And I'm not sure who that was for Minster, who was flanked wide right, who came across the formation.
Dews made the catch. He scored the touchdown that won't count, but I'm not sure who threw the block while the ball was in the air.
It was Dews. You're right. I don't know if he was touched.
No, he was not touched.
He whisked his way to the end zone, but it's nullified by penalty.
Well, the sad part is they didn't need to do that because he was wide open on the play.
Yep. Minute 9 to go here in the second quarter. It is 34-0 in favor of Minster. Penalty sets Minster back to the Fort Loramie 35. Minster can get a first down at the Fort Loramie 10. Josh Nixon gets the play call from the near sideline. Boy, the Wildcats have a potent offense, and it's going to give every single defense fits all year long. In fact, Minster will be a force in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Here's another throw to Schmeezing. Schmeezing down the near sideline, runs an outcut inside the 25, catches it. Fort Loramie makes sure that they stay between Schmeezing and the end zone, but Schmeezing is allowed to reel in the forward pass, and he dashes down to the 16 after hauling it in. So it's going to be second down and about 7 to go for a first down. Still a minute left in the first half. Nixon's got Schmeezing in the shot in the slot left. Dews wide left. And Nixon this time looks to the right, throws it that direction. Caught on the play by Schultz out of the backfield, right near the first down stake. He's rolled to the turf immediately. And it's ruled to be a foot or two shy of a first down at the 10.5. Third and less than a yard to go. Evan Yulesman gets the nod in the offensive backfield. He plows to the 8, dragged down. First down for Minster with 29 seconds to go in the first half. Doesn't matter, Chuck. First and 30, fourth and 15 or 20.
I know.
The Minster 20, the Fort Loramie 20. The situation, the position on the field, down and distance. Minster's offense is so sophisticated with the forward pass It will complete anything at any time, just like right here. Out cut to Dews. Dews catches the throw from Nixon. Two steps in the end zone. Touchdown. 40-0 Wildcats.
Six touchdown passes in the first half, and he has now hit 11 in a row.
I was going to say at least 10. Unbelievable.
He's pretty good.
And Schultz is on for the PAT. 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie was down by just a 7-0 count after one. And Minster has reeled off five touchdowns here in the second period of play.
Well, Loramie actually drove the ball down deep into Minster territory and then got stopped.
20 seconds left here in the first half. Minster on top by a 41-0 count over the Fort Loramie Redskins. We were telling you just a few minutes ago about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Build confidence with Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. They're fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Keep in mind, here at halftime, we've got Minster Mechanicsburg football playoff highlights from 1 year ago, a game that Minster won in double OT, 42-41. That was round one of the playoffs, by the way, and we were here.
One of the best high school football games I have ever seen.
Yep, Minster got a fourth down stop with about a minute to go in the fourth quarter, down seven, and drove three-fourths the length of the field to tally six and get the PAT to tie to forge an OT.
Well, then Mechanicsburg in the second overtime went for the win, which I still think was a good try.
Yep.
And they stopped him on the half-yard line.
42-41, Minster won it. Kickoff by Schultz, 4 yards deep in the end zone. And Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 20.
Well, Warman started to run that out, but in high school football, once it crosses the goal line, you are not allowed to run it back.
Yeah. Redskins offense has given a pretty good account of itself. One four first down drive in this game. Another push into Minster's end of the field. Sophomore quarterback Austin Siegel has flashed a strong arm, but a couple of early turnovers by Fort Loramie cost the Redskins dearly. Minster cashed in with scores after each. Austin Siegel to Josh Siegel, who pile drives to the 24. Second down and six for the Redskins. 10 seconds left here in the first half. Offensive line of Mike Hoying at center, Dylan Eilerman and Jacob Kitzmiller at guards, Frank Meyer and Sam Putoff at tackles, have done pretty well opening some holes. But Minster's offense, each time it's touched the football, with the exception of once early in the game, has tallied points. Unstoppable. And the first half concludes. Minster 41, Fort Loramie nothing. We'll have our halftime report coming up in a moment, brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, when we come back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back here at Minster where the Wildcats are beating Fort Loramie 41-0 at intermission. It's been the Josh Nixon aerial show so far as the Wildcats roll up five touchdowns in the second period alone. Fort Loramie Redskins played a pretty good offensive first quarter, but a couple of turnovers, two big mistakes, gave Minster very good field position. The Wildcats cashed in, and then Minster's offensive game, Nixon to Schmeezing, Nixon to Dews, went to work. We expected this Fort Loramie team, a young squad, would be challenged by the experienced offense of Minster, and that has been the case for sure so far. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. With the report, here's Chuck.
Well, it's exactly like a 41-0 score you would think. Loramie ran the ball 12 times for 68 yards. That's a pretty good average. They were 4 of 8 for 38 yards, 106 total yards in the first half. Six first downs, but they had those two big turnovers. Then you go to the other side, you had Minster. They only ran the ball 7 times for 12 yards. But they were 15 of 19 throwing the ball for 296 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's a game for most people. 308 total yards, 9 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half.
Well, Fort Loramie, Chuck, needs to get out of this game as healthy as possible and work on execution. And certainly the Redskins will see a team no better than this all year long.
They're playing the best team they're going to see on their schedule.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of the best teams that anybody sees in the MAC on their schedule this year.
And I know Coldwater has got great speed coming back. Very few graduation losses. Marion Local did suffer some, but the pipeline's there.
Oh, of course.
The youth in that program is excellent. Marion Local will fill those spots. The Flyers expect to be very good. Minster, with this tremendous offense, Chuck, could very well knock off a Marion Local or Coldwater this year.
Well, they throw the ball so well. The only thing that might get scary is maybe a little bit in the cold weather later.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
with the passing that they do and all the timing, it's not like they're just fading back and throwing the ball deep. They're throwing timing passes, and they're just, I don't think they're missing a beat from last year. I think they're one outstanding football team.
It's a cliche, I know, but quarterback Austin Siegel for Fort Loramie does not look like a sophomore, does he?
No, and that's one of the keys I was going to talk about. The kid is a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, you got a senior on one who won a state championship last year. You got a sophomore who's basically, hey, he started a couple of games last year late when they had some injuries at quarterback, but he doesn't have the experience that they have.
And, right.
he's only going to get better as the year goes on. There's no doubt about it.
Indeed. Minster 41, Fort Loramie nothing. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Tracy Francis of Sydney with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Audrey Francis, has dealt with a ton of injuries while playing for the Fairlawn Lady Jets. She's had an ankle, a knee, and a quad injury. We thought she might miss several games or even a big chunk of the season.
But not a chance, because Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine provided outstanding treatment for Audrey's persistent quadricep strain.
The quad injury kept recurring, but with treatment and special exercise program prepared by Wilson Sports Medicine trainer Melissa Noble, Audrey has pretty much licked the quad injury. It's darn near normal now.
A badly sprained ankle didn't keep Audrey off the court long either.
And that ankle injury was nasty. Audrey had to be helped off the floor. But with Melissa's fantastic care on the sideline, Audrey returned to the game one quarter later and helped her team to that big victory. All thanks to Wilson Sports Medicine.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And welcome back to Minster High School. It's halftime. The Wildcats 41, the Redskins nothing. Minster all over Fort Loramie after two quarters of play. What an offensive arsenal being displayed by the Minster Wildcats, who won the state 1 year ago, and we'll tell you how they did it in just a moment. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Again, that phone number 937-538-6948 for the best in solutions to your computer problems. Minster Wildcats 12-3 a year ago, winning their last seven, including a first-round playoff victory, Chuck, against Mechanicsburg. We were here. What a ball game, 42-41, double OT. We're going to pick up action in that game. Down inside, a minute to go, I think, in the fourth period. Maybe a little over a minute. Mechanicsburg's got the football. A fourth and a yard situation inside the Minster 30. If Mechanicsburg picks up a first down, it's see you later. The ball game's over. Minster's out in game one of the
home.
At home, right here. Yeah, we saw it.
Yep.
We called the play-by-play in color. We'll pick up the action now. Fourth, a yard to go. Mechanicsburg goes for it inside the 30. No punt. And Minster with a big stop. Fourth and 2 feet for Mechanicsburg. Game riding on this play. Handoff on the play to Irwin. Irwin barges up the middle. He stonewalled at the 29. He lost a couple feet. Minster possession short of the Wildcat 30. Romero didn't quarterback keep it. He didn't bootleg it either. He gave it to Irwin straight ahead behind Woodruff, and he lost a half a yard or more. Tremendous defensive play by Minster when it counted most for the Wildcats. Now the question is, does Minster have enough time? Three receivers left. A lot of time for Nixon. Fires over the middle, Schmeezing on a slant. He's got it! Yes! Hit the 43. The play good for 14. A quick strike. Nixon to Schmeezing. First and 10 Wildcats who convert a big first down on a fourth down effort. A minute 18 to go in the game. Clock counting down. Fourth and 10, Minster, 43-yard line. Here is Nixon faking over the middle, then delivers a short pass over the middle. It is caught. Complete to the 50. It is caught by Dews. Dews spinning near sideline. Can't get out of bounds. Goes beyond the hash. Caught from behind at the 44 of Mechanicsburg. snap to Nixon. Looking right. Here comes big time pressure. He gets away, a screen pass to Dews. Dews has got it. Dews has first down yardage. Running down the near sideline. He caught it 6 yards downfield. Splendid run after catch. 35-30. Knocked out at the 28 of Mechanicsburg with a half minute to go. Clock running. Here's a pump and go. Nixon for Eli Wolf, leaping high in the air. He may have made a terrific catch. And he did! He did! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Incredible! Nixon to Eli Wolf. He was being bothered, guarded closely at the five. He kept striding. The ball came down across the goal line. Wolf got there just in the nick of time, leaped, juggled it at his apex, clutched it as he was pinned by two defenders. Touchdown, Minster, 16 seconds to go. And here comes the game-tying extra point from Schultz.
Well, that was a perfect drive because they moved it down the field, got it to where they could throw it in the end zone, and then threw it up to Wolf like I said they were going to do.
Well, Chuck, you called it. That was throw it up to Wolf. Let him go get it. Extra point by Schultz was perfect. Thus, regulation ended 28-28. Each team got 7 in the first OT. Minster 7 to start the second OT. Mechanicsburg answered with 6, went for the two-point conversion, failed. And that was the first of 5 straight postseason victories by Minster, which went on to beat Versailles 45-19, West Liberty Salem 35-0, and won the state semifinal over a powerhouse Defiance Tenora team 14-13 on a missed PAT by Tenora. The two kicks by Schultz of Minster, the difference. And then in the state final, 46-42, Minster over Kirtland. Minster needed 2 touchdowns in the final minute of the game. A successful onside kick sandwiched in between. And the final pass play went to none other than Eli Wolf. And Minster won the state title contest in D6 a year ago, 46-42. Kirtland clearly the favorite in that game. In fact, we heard Coach Garen Stokes, Chuck, in a pregame conversation saying that the coaching staff didn't see the state title run coming a year ago. Easy to say now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you barely got out off your own field in the first round.
Exactly.
So you couldn't have been walked saying, hey, when we get these better teams, but let's give Mechanicsburg credit. They were a good football team last year.
What a run by the Minster Wildcats. Well, you know, Chuck, that was 1 of 3 state championships last year garnered by these two schools, Minster and Fort Loramie. How about the Lady Redskins volleyball team? The first ever state volleyball championship by head coach John Rogers and his staff at Fort Loramie. We're going to pick up action in the fourth and final set of Fort Loramie's match with Macomb. State championship on the line in volleyball. Fort Loramie is up 2-1 and up by 4 points late in set number 4 against Macomb. Getting set to serve. Her for Macomb at the feet of Barhorst, up front to Bonanzer. Set near side for Kelly Turner. Look out, she's got it. Kelly Turner, splendid shot. A foot inside the back edge. 21-17, Redskins 4 away from the state title. Macomb, never say die right now. Jenna Huffman serving to Janelle Horing, to Bonanza, cross-court Barhorst. Great shot by Kaylee Barhorst.
She is an absolute machine today. I don't know if she's missed a shot.
She's been a difference maker for certain. Kaylee Barhorst, brilliant play by the sophomore. 22-19 for Loramie. This one is to Turner, to Bonanza, setting Barhorst. She drives it at the feet of a player of Macomb. It's on the floor. She trapped it. Point Redskins. 23-20. Fort Loramie up 3. 2 points away from the state championship. Got it. Jenna Huffman up and over. Fort Loramie 3. It's far side Barhorst. Got it! Got it! Kaylee Star Horse coming up big again. 24-20, set point, match point, state championship point for Fort Warren, and the Redskins win it 25-22 in set number four after winning sets one and two here today against Macomb by scores of 25-15 and 26-24. Macomb edged Fort Laramie 27-25 in the third set. The Redskins in a thriller take the state championship in Division IV volleyball with a 25-22 triumph in set number four here today. Oh, what a balanced attack it was by the Fort Laramie volleyball team. Kelly Turner amassed 15 kills. Kaylee Barhorst, a junior this year, 16 kills. Ashley Plyman, 16 more. Janelle Hoying with 23 digs in that match. Hallie Bonanzer with 49 assists. Fort Laramie won the state championship in volleyball, defeating Macomb 3-1. And then came basketball, and the Lady Redskins did it once again, winning the state championship in D4 basketball, downing Waterford in the title game by a final score of 55-48. What a performance by Jessica Berger. She netted 25. You'll hear a couple big baskets from Jessica in the highlights coming up as Fort Laramie enjoys a double-digit lead in that game late in the third quarter. Four on Waterford, one on Fort Laramie. There's a baseline drive by Berger. Look at her go. It hangs on the rim and goes in. A great pass by Quinter also. Jessica Berger got the dish from Olivia Quinter. Fort Laramie's back up 13 again. Fort Laramie's lead back to 8. Here's Berger. Outside the arc. Right wing. Gives it up to Bonanza. Ball high overhead. Back to Berger. Strides. Head of the key. Foul line. Running down the left side of the lane. Left-handed shot. Amazing play. She threw it in off the backboard. Jessica Berger. Oh, she should be first team All-State.
No doubt about it.
Behind the arc, 30 feet away. Maybe 35 feet away. Look out. Good! Danny Dreyer. NBA triple and then some. 51-48. Redskins by 3. Ball whipped down the court of Janelle Hoying. To fly in the lane. Driving layup. Good! Redskins retaliate. 53-48. They beat the press. And Fry boldly took it to the rim. 5-point advantage. Ball thrown to Porter in the lane. Turner on the swipe. She buffered it. A steal by Kelly Turner and a timeout by her. And that takeaway by Turner put an end to Waterford state championship hopes as Fort Laramie scored the game's last 4 points after Waterford cut it to 3, 51-48. Redskins won it by a final tally of 55-48. Second state championship for Carla Siegel's Lady Redskins in 3 years. What a performance.
They made quite the run there. And I, you know what? I think some of the volleyball spilled over into that. Those kids had so much confidence, and they're as well coached as anybody in the state of Ohio, boys or girls.
Yep, I think you've nailed it, Chuck, that transition from volleyball right into basketball enabled the ladies for Fort Laramie to maintain that very high level of confidence. They knew they could achieve success in the state tournament once again.
Well, watching Kelly Turner, I remember watching that kid as a freshman, and I kept saying, she is going to be outstanding. And it took her a little while to transition. And she was an athlete. She wasn't a basketball player. But, boy, the end of her junior year and her senior year, she became one of the best basketball players in the area.
And speaking of Kelly Turner, the senior last year, 15 points in the state championship game. Jessica Berger had 25. Holly Fry added 10 in that contest as Fort Laramie beat Waterford in the state title game of 7. Waterford never led in that contest. It's the opening night of high school football here this evening at Minster. The Fort Laramie Redskins against the Minster Wildcats, who lead by a count of 41-0. And we'll have the third quarter coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also a review for you of some area high school scores, including Sydney and St. Mary's, when we come back. Third period start, a couple minutes away. Minster over Fort Laramie, 41-0 on scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're about to start the third quarter here at Minster. We'll open action with a running clock with a deficit of 30 points. The clock will run except for what, Chuck? Timeouts, incomplete passes?
No incomplete pass, just timeouts.
Just timeouts.
Yep.
Yeah, incomplete pass will stop the clock as usual. Or will it not?
No, it will not.
It will not.
Okay. It is not stopped for any other reason but a timeout.
We'll make that
change of possession.
Exactly. Right. But to Fort Loramie would have to score twice to whittle the deficit to under 30 to avoid the mercy rule staying in effect.
Well, I would assume we're going to hear maybe after one possession in the third quarter, we're going to see probably a lot of subs offensively for Minster, but I don't think they're going to do a whole lot of subbing defensively in the second half, at least early.
One thing we failed to note early on, Chuck, that I do want to point out for our listeners is the fact that Minster is in Division 7 this year, playing in D6 last year.
Yeah.
And in D7, Minster is joined by Fort Loramie, Fort Recovery, and Layman Catholic. Marion Local bumps up to 6 with St. Henry.
That's a nice change, too.
And Versailles and Anna are together in D5 this year. Of course, Sydney is in Division 2, and Sydney is giving St. Mary's all it wants tonight in the Yellow Jackets' home opener. In fact, that's a 33-28 game, a 7 o'clock start at Sydney. End of three quarters, 5-point lead for St. Mary's, which beat Sydney last year 60-0 at St. Mary's. What a turnabout this season. Anna led Arlington 7-0 at the half at last report. Port Recovery was at a Layman Catholic 13-0 late in the second.
I think 20-0 was the last one I saw.
20-0 now, Fort Recovery over Layman Catholic. That game being played in Mercer County. Redskins have returned the second half kickoff to the 33. And on the first down play, it is Austin Siegel to Josh Siegel for a gain of 1. Say hello to Jeff Bray. Hi, Jeff. He's down in South Carolina tuning in. He was one of the, what should I say?
Pioneers.
Yes, that's a good term. He was a pioneer of ScoresBroadcast.com back in 2007. He helped launch the ScoresBroadcast.com program, and he was on the air for a few years with us. He is listening down in South Carolina and says our new media platform webcast via IceCast. That's a term I cannot begin to explain to you here on the air, but as technology changes in this media of internet webcasting, we will change right with it to make us more available to you via the Android and the iPhone and to make our signal even clearer. And we understand from Jeff down in South Carolina, we are coming in more clearly than ever, including games a year ago. And that's because we have made a technological change.
Now I have to know what I'm talking about. That's going to hurt me.
Christian Netcast in Virginia does our hosting and serving. And the changes technically that have been made were as a result of their direction. It happened with all of their clients across the country, us included. Thanks to Jeff for tuning in and letting us know that our sound is better than ever before. And we can be reached via your phone more easily than ever before. We understand on the iPhone, just simply go to the scoresbroadcast.com website and click on the microphone. On our website, we tell you what app to use if you've got an Android. There is a radio playing app highlighted at the top of our scoresbroadcast.com website to let you know what to download to enable you to hear us easily via the Android. Well, Fort Loramie goes three and out and punts early on third quarter, and the kick rolls to a stop at the 37-yard line of Minster. That's where the Wildcats have it, first down, 10 yards to go. Fort Loramie did produce a first down in that drive, Chuck?
They did not.
Did not. 3 minutes gone here in the third, and that was a quick 3 minutes with the mercy rule nonstop clock being employed. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Let's see if the Wildcats have made a quarterback change. Yep. Josh Nixon on the sideline, and the initial ball carrier for Minster is rolled down right at the line of scrimmage. A minus two or three. Let's see if we can pick up the numeral of the new quarterback, Chuck, for Minster.
13's the quarterback, 29 was the running back.
Yep, Jacob Hoing is on the field. He's a 5'8", 145-pounder. He's calling signals. And it was, yes, Jack Heitbrink for negative two on the running play. Second down and 12, Minster from the Wildcats, 35. 41-0, Minster. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Inside handoff, and the Redskins plow the ball carrier to the ground right at the 35.
Good sportsmanship.
Indeed.
These towns are, what, 5 miles apart, tops? These kids know each other so well. Families know each other.
It's a Route 66 rivalry. It is highly competitive, but it is indeed healthy.
Yeah.
And that means in good spirit and good sportsmanship. And head coach Garen Stokes, with the mercy rule in play now in the second half, is doing the right thing. Third down and a little more than 12 to go for a first down. Here is a snap back on the play to the QB, Hoing, pitching to Heitbrink, and he is knocked down at the 34-35. Good tackle in there on the play by Fort Loramie's Dan Burning, who upset the ball carrier. Fourth down, and Minster will punt it. And already, Chuck, we have whittled away close to 5 minutes of the third quarter. And I like the rule simply because, Chuck, it's too easily for someone on the field to not concentrate in a game with a spread of 41 points and get hurt.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Here's the punt by Minster. Fair catch attempted by Fort Loramie in the 28 at the 28-yard line. It's bobbled. It's on the ground. Who's got it? Redskins on the recovery. Fort Loramie falls on it quickly. So from the 28, Fort Loramie starts first down, 10 yards to go.
That was Wes Putoff that dove on the ball. It was Drew Weirman is the one that bobbled it.
Yeah,
Weirman made the recovery.
Weirman couldn't hang on. but put off was Johnny on the spot. First and 10 for Laramie, 28-yard line. Big cheer from the Minster crowd regarding a score that was just announced. I missed it. Might have been a Marion Local update.
The Marion Local's ahead now, 18-14.
Against Macomb, that's the first game opponent, I believe.
Yes.
Inside running play, Josh Siegel barrels hard, 7-8 yards for the Redskins. Out over the 35 to the 38. Actually, he got nearly 9. That shows you how bad my eyesight is, Chuck. He got a full 10, and the stakes are moved.
Wow. I didn't mark that either. I think that was a gift yard right there. But
6:20 left to go here in the third quarter. 41-0 Minster. Slot right. Is that Austin Siegel still at quarterback?
Yes.
Handoff outside right tackle. Ooh, this time Minster slants in to spill Brad Plyman for a negative couple. Second down and 12 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 37. Keep in mind now, we've got Anna on the road at Brookville next Friday night, followed by Sydney at home against West Carrollton week 3. So we will have covered all four Shelby County schools.
Saturday game with Layman. Too,
yeah, you're right. Week 3, we got a Saturday game, Graham at Layman. So in the first three weekends, we will have covered all four Shelby County schools. And, of course, we're getting a good look at this high-powered Minster team here tonight, along with Fort Loramie. Next week, Anna. Week 3, Sydney against West Carrollton. And the following night on Saturday from Piqua. Yes. It is Layman Catholic against Graham.
That's one of the tougher trips I have to make to Piqua.
Third down and 12 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 37. 41-0 Minster. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Continuous clock right now. Snap back to Siegel, who romps out to the right, wants to throw, being corralled in the offensive backfield, gets it away late, and it's caught up at the 50. Dazzling run after catch down to the 34 or 5-yard line of Minster. Let's give credit where it's due.
Nice shot by Austin Siegel.
Austin Siegel danced out of trouble for Fort Loramie. Drew Werman managed to elude the cornerback of Minster and ran into open space, caught the football after the scramble by Siegel. Played good to the 35, officially first and 10 for Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel, the sophomore quarterback, fakes the inside handoff, play action, rolling left, has a receiver burning in the left flat. He snatches it at the 27, collides with a would-be tackler at the 24. Second down and 4 to go for Fort Loramie on a march here in the third quarter with 3:40 left to be played. Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie certainly wanting to get on the board with a touchdown or two before this game is history. Two receivers far right for Siegel. Inside handoff goes on the play to the ball carrier, breaks a tackle at the point of attack, sheds another, skips inside the 16, the 15. Good effort by Brad Plyman. He's run well tonight for Fort Loramie. He's got a first down. Redskins knocking on the door with 2:56 left to go in the third quarter. 13-yard line of Minster. At times on the ground in this game, Fort Loramie has moved the ball pretty well. Slot left, two receivers left for Austin Siegel. And here's the inside handoff. Ball carrier weaving to the line of scrimmage over it, forging a nice advance of about 5 or 6. Brad Plyman again trudged for good yardage. Second and 5 for Fort Loramie at the 7.5 of Minster with 2:18 left in the third quarter. Thanks to Jeff Bray, who's keeping us abreast of Sydney St. Mary's, 33-28 St. Mary's in the fourth. Keep in mind, we'll have Sydney in weeks 3 and 5 at home against West Carrollton and at home against Toledo Waite. Hand off, Plyman again. He budges to the 6, maybe the 5, stonewalled right there. Picked up a yard and a half, third down, a little less than 2 for Fort Loramie. Clock running, minute 40, minute 39 to go third quarter. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Dyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Snap back to Austin Siegel, dishes to Plyman. Plyman goes sideways for a yard or two, angling to the 3, lurching to the 1, goal to go for Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web is Tom and Jerry's at TomJerry's.com. TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, which has built an outstanding reputation by developing relationships over a long period of time. New look for the Redskins. 2 wide receivers way out to the side. The running play from down around the 2.5-yard line is stuffed. Second and goal for Fort Loramie with a half minute to go in the third quarter. Minster leading 41-0. We played the last 11.5 minutes via the continuous clock mercy rule. Down to 11, 10, 9 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie may or may not hustle up with another play. Don't think the Redskins will do it. Third quarter will conclude. Second and goal for the Redskins when we come back. Minster 41, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
And welcome back to Minster High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 12 minutes left, fourth quarter upcoming, 41-0. Minster over Fort Loramie, but the Redskins are just outside the Minster end zone. Second down, a little under 3 to go for a touchdown for the Redskins. The white shirts come to the line of scrimmage, hoping to generate points on this drive. Under center now. It's Austin Siegel still behind the line. Is that the Wildcat, Chuck? Snapped back, a run to the right, down to the 1.
Oh, Jake Ward.
Sure was. A flag was thrown during the run by Ward, which took the ball from the 3 to about the half-yard line.
Ward's one that had the real nice run on that jet sweep earlier.
Yep, sure did. And that is a hurtful holding call against Fort Loramie. That's a 10-yarder from the spot of the foul, which took place behind the line at the 5. New line of scrimmage, the 15. Understand that St. Mary's leads Sydney 40-28, 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Last score we had from Gary Strasser of Clancy's was Anna 7, Arlington nothing. That was approaching halftime. I'm sure it's much later than that now. Fort Recovery 20, Layman Catholic nothing late in the third. Snap back to Siegel, rolling left, back at the 23-yard line. Throws a short pass to a receiver. It hits him in the chest. It falls to the turf at the 8-yard line. Third and goal upcoming from the 15. And you're so right, Chuck. Your comment earlier has been validated. You said on the incomplete pass, the clock will continue to churn, and it does. 10:20 left in the fourth. 41-0 Minster. Again next week, Anna on the road at Brookville. Blue Devils have won the last two straight against Anna, which will try to stop that short losing streak against Brookville next Friday night. Here's Siegel rolling right, looks back over the middle. Now throws a bullet down into the end zone. It is caught. Surviving contact is the receiver a couple yards deep in the end zone. He hangs on for six. Nice strike by Siegel. Drew Worman. Woo! Worman on the reception. He survived a blow in the end zone. He clutched that football, would not give it up. 6 points for Loramie. Redskins have thrown the football with a little bit of success here tonight. And they've run it for good yards on three lengthy drives, this one resulting in a score. And now the PAT try upcoming.
Worman's 9 of 14 for 90 yards and a touchdown. That's not a bad first game.
No. Good night for Austin Siegel at QB. Worman's been on the receiving end a few times. Extra point try by Josh Siegel, the tailback, who doubles as the kicker. And it is end over end and good inside the left upright. 9:48 left in the fourth. Minster 41, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years, Barker, number one most valued agency in the region according to surveys. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, to name a few. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We're located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, phone 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. Tell Denny Barker and the boys that you heard about scoresbroadcast.com, or you heard about Barker Insurance, I should say, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 9:22 left in the fourth quarter. Minster's got the football now at the 35-yard line in the Wildcats' end. The new quarterback, as we noted for you earlier, is Jacob Hoying. Running play by Minster is throttled for no gain. Jack Heitbrink is sat on right at the 35-and-a-half. Second down for Minster. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, though beaten handily here tonight by Minster, did display a lot of positive things, have plenty to build on in upcoming games, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought their offense, they did a pretty good job tonight. Defensively, I don't know if anybody could have stopped that passing attack in the first half.
No. There were a number of lengthy passes thrown by Nixon, including a few TD strikes, that were just absolutely perfect, spot on. And it didn't take Eli Wolf to catch him. The other splendid Minster receivers caught them tonight.
Well, we talked before the game that the cupboard was absolutely not bare from last year. Their skilled players out there are outstanding.
Exactly right.
And the offensive line does such a great job of letting him set up. You know, we talked about throwing in lanes. They get into the defender's body, so they have to pull their hands down, and that just makes it a nice, easy throw for Nixon.
1 yard gain for Minster, 3rd and 9 for the Wildcats from their own 36. 7:48 left in the fourth. Long snap count here by Hoing. He's got two receivers to the right, man in the slot. Handoff right up the gut, Heitbrink, and he's rolled down at the 36. Heitbrink got nothing.
They've only run 5 plays here in the second half.
Head coach Garen Stokes of Minster displaying sportsmanship at its very, very best. 4th down, 9 yards to go for Minster. 7:14 to go here in the fourth. 41-7 Minster leads. Wildcats in punt formation. New punter on the field here now for the Minster Wildcats. Austin Shinneberry, a 6-foot sophomore, to boot it. Snap is high. He spears it, gets it away. It's a good one. Fort Loramie retreating to the 30, far hash mark. Nice return underway. Flag thrown. 45, 50-yard line, but it's going to come back. Good bring back by Werman, but it's negated. A clip, a push in the back, something like that on Fort Loramie. 6:39 left to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie has a home date next week with Fort Recovery, which was added to the schedule this year. Those two clubs met in round one of the playoffs last season. Fort Recovery won at 28-7. So that's a good week two opponent for Fort Recovery, the first of 3 home games, or I should say a good week two opponent for Fort Loramie, the first of 4 straight home games, Bluffton, Riverside, Hardin, Northern to follow, as Fort Loramie gets into its Northwest Central Conference action at midseason. After the penalty walk-off, 1st and 10 Redskins from their own 25, running play, right tackle. Four or 5 yard advantage for Fort Loramie in that running play. We'll catch the new Redskin performers on the field, an entirely new backfield for the Skins.
That was Jake Ratterman on the run that time.
Sure was. Jake Ratterman got 5. New line of scrimmage, the 30. Here is the snap. Back to the QB and the pistol. Running play Fort Loramie. 4 or 5 yard gain. Shy of the first down, though, at the 35-yard line.
Nate Ratterman is the new quarterback.
Yeah, Nate Ratterman is the quarterback. And having run the last two plays is Holdhouse. Alec Holdhouse, a junior, 5'10", 160-pounder. Nate Ratterman is a freshman QB in there now, 5'11", 170. 3rd and 1, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins, 35. Boy, that running play is stopped solidly at the point of attack by Minster. Forward progress, though, might have generated a foot or two for the first down. Alec Holdhouse was blasted right at the 35.5. Good enough, though, for a first down for the Skins with 4:50 left here in the fourth quarter. As Holdhouse was welcomed to varsity football, first game of the year, 2015, in that running effort. He was smacked hard, but popped right back up.
Rockets lead 14-0 with 11:41 to go in the fourth quarter.
Here is an end sweep to the left. Good broken tackle. Nice second effort. Run a 6 or 7 by the Redskins out to the 42. Defiant rush by Alec Holdhouse. He would not be denied. Nearly a loss. Shook off a black shirt and got 7 big ones to the 43. Well, we know that Anna, barring a quick change of events in that game against Arlington tonight, Chuck, should move into Brookville next Friday night with a 1-0 mark. We look forward to a good game next Friday evening at Brookville. The Rockets on the road against the Blue Devils. Holdhouse wrapped up on second down and about three, picked up one. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie from the 44, the Redskins, with 3:37 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-7, Minster on top. Again, don't forget Anna Brookville next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Week three, we've got games on Friday and Saturday, both for you. Sydney West Carrollton on Friday and Layman Catholic and Graham on Saturday from Piqua. Holdhouse churns up the middle. He's got four or five and a first down as he powers to the 49-yard line. First and 10 for Fort Loramie with 2:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yep, so many thanks to our three Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They are with us all year long. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Nate Ratterman, handoff, gaping hole, right guard. Strong running, Holdhouse, 45 of Minster, 41, lunging to the 40. He's got 11 and a first down. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. In Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. First down running play, Holdhouse for Fort Loramie. Hammers outside right tackle to the 36.5 of Minster. Second down and six to go for a first down with a minute 40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We've been playing this second half with a continuous clock, the mercy rule in effect. As we started play with Minster up a 41, opening action in the third, and with the spread 30 or better in the second half, a continuous clock is in play except for timeouts. Holdhouse again goes opposite side this time, left end, and he's nabbed at the 31, falling forward to the 30. He's got the first down. A minute 10 left to go here in the fourth. Keep in mind, Minster has got a date at Sydney next Friday night against Layman Catholic. Minster, Layman, Fort Loramie, Fort Recovery, all Division 7 this year. Keep in mind, Minster won the state title a year ago in D6. Redskins running to the right. The quarterback, Ratterman, kept it. He's hauled down at the 32. He lost a yard with 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. In the fourth quarter. Whit Parks making his coaching debut here for Fort Loramie tonight. We saw some good things. Coach said during the week, I've got a lot of friends in Minster having coached here in the late 1990s and early 2000s. But my focus now is on continued improvement of Fort Loramie football, picking up where Matt Burbacher left off a year ago. And how about Matt?
Nice win for him that first night against CJ down at Troy.
Yeah, last night, Troy thumping Chaminade in Matt Burbacher's first coaching effort as the mentor of the Trojans program. It's a running play by Fort Loramie outside right tackle as time expires, and that ends it in this Route 66 rivalry season-opening clash at Minster. The Minster Wildcats thumped the Fort Loramie Redskins 41-7. Minster has now won 7 of the 11 meetings between these two. In fact, Minster has now won 4 of the last 5, 34-0 a year ago. Same deficit here tonight. Faced Fort Loramie, 41-7. Minster wins once again for the second straight season. Minster Wildcats will be a serious threat in D7, having won the title a year ago in D6. There is no question about the fact that Minster can make another deep postseason run this year, being a D7 school in 2015. Fort Loramie with some good things to build on tonight. At times, a good running game. Austin Siegel showed he can throw the forward pass. A couple of big turnovers early in this contest, though, helped set Minster up, as Minster rolled up five big touchdowns in the second quarter alone to put this game away before intermission. We'll return with a wrap-up in just a few minutes. Minster in week one, victorious over Fort Loramie, 41-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Ooh, Frisch's for lunch?
Yeah, I want a big boy.
Dude, you gotta try the new Primetime Burgers.
Gotta have my big boy.
They're those big, juicy burgers.
Need my big boy.
With toppings like hickory smoked bacon and Frisch's own tartar sauce. And the beef is so fresh.
Want my big boy.
Well, Primetime Burgers are guaranteed. If you don't love it, you can send it back and get your beloved big boy.
Gotta try a Primetime Burger.
That's my boy.
Primetime Burgers from Frisch's Big Boy. So good, they're guaranteed.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, moments after Minster's 41-7 defeating of Fort Loramie here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Unbelievable passing game displayed by Minster. We knew it would be good. Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, told me earlier in the week this club was still searching for some offensive identity. I tell you what, Chuck, Wildcats found it in the first half.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had 308 yards in the first half. They were 15, and Nixon was 15 and 19 throwing the ball, 296 yards and six touchdowns. None of the starters saw the field in the second half,
right.
So it kind of skewed the stats a little bit. But, yeah, that was a real juggernaut offense out there in the first half.
And we did see some things from first-year head coach Whit Park's team, Fort Loramie, to build on. In the weeks ahead, Fort Recovery, the opponent next week at Fort Loramie. The run game, pretty good at times. Austin Siegel can throw the football, that's for sure. Fort Loramie's defense won't see a passing team like Minster. Maybe not the next several years.
No, they won't. Loramie ended up with, I mean, they ran the ball for 135 yards. They were 7-12 throwing the ball for 90. They had 225 total yards in the game. They didn't turn the ball over in the second half, which was a key in the first half. No, they did a lot of good things. They're going to have a nice season.
And it's a youthful team. You can use that phrase, build on, more ways than one. The youngsters will get better and better and better. Future bright in football at Fort Loramie. 41-7 final score. Minster wins it. Next week we are at Brookville. It'll be Anna on the road. Blue Devils were beating Arlington late tonight. Hopefully Anna will go into that game against the Blue Devils with a 1-0 mark. having lost to Brookville the last two seasons. Week three here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's West Carroll and it's Sydney on Friday. That's 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tomorrow night, it is Graham against Layman Catholic from Piqua. And in the first 3 weeks, we will have covered all of the schools in Shelby County who play football. Layman Catholic, Sydney, and in Fort Loramie. And we got a sneak peek of Minster here tonight, which, who knows, Chuck, when those first Division 7 rankings come out in a few weeks, the Wildcats might be top at the top of that initial poll. You never know.
I wouldn't mind being the voice of the Wildcats this year. They're fun to watch.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, Bluffton University's MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, The In-Between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, and these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, plus Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville near Anna, and Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. Our Clancy's Restaurant star of the game, Chuck, I'm putting you on the spot. Who are you going to give it to? Let's go at least a player from each team.
Well, you got to go Josh Nixon for Minster. I know it's an easy grab to take the quarterback, but when you have 15 completions, 11 in a row, 6 touchdowns, and almost 300 yards in the first half, I don't know how you don't give it to him. And on the other side, you know, I'm going to go quarterback again. I thought that Austin Siegel did a nice job tonight. He played with some composure in a really tough situation. So those are our Clancy's players of the game.
He's just a 10th grader, and I referenced earlier in the game, it's a cliche, I know. He did not look like a sophomore in his first game sophomore season as a QB.
He played like a seasoned junior, as you like to say.
Austin Siegel, Fort Loramie, Josh Nixon of Minster, the two QBs, are Clancy's stars of the game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I'd like to remind our listeners one more time, Goffney Furniture Outdoor Tent Sale through Labor Day. That's this weekend, all next week, and then Labor Day weekend. Big sales on in-store items, too. They're marked down. Outdoor Tent Sale at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Bigger savings as well on the web at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Chuck enjoyed it. Things went pretty smoothly. We heard from a number of listeners who said we are coming in louder and clearer before on their iPhones and Androids. We made a change in our media platform. thanks to the technical help from Christian Netcast. They've done that with all their clients across the country, including us. And it's easier for listeners to hear us on the phone. The signal's even better and stronger than before. That's all great news. We have become your radio on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you, we love our listeners. Wouldn't be any reason to do this if you weren't out there listening.
41-7, Minster over Fort Loramie here tonight. For Chuck McBee, on stats, color, on-site engineering for Rhett Gish, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster, where the Wildcats have beaten the Redskins 41-7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.